Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of Psalm chapter 40 verse 20. Psalm chapter 40 verse 2 and 3. He lifted me up out of the slimy or a miry clay or a slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Hallelujah. He lifted me up out of the pit of despair. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to be encouraged this morning. And I was reading about a write-up from W. Spencer Walton, and he writes, "Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold." My dear brothers and sisters, you know, quite often it is good for us, each of us as Christians, to reflect seriously on a question such as this. Where would I be today if God had not transformed my life, established my ways, and given me a life of joy and praise? With all of the allurements of sin so rampant in today's society, we must readily confess that except for the love and grace of God, we too could find ourselves with broken and shameful lives. But we have been accepted and made children of the heavenly kingdom. Through the redemptive work of Christ, we have been given a new and higher plane on which we live. So it's so important for us to know that He lifted us up out from the pit of despair. He has set our feet on solid ground. He has steadied us as we walked along, and He has given us a new song to sing today. Do we have a new song to sing for Jesus? Let's reflect and let's ponder and let's look into the work of salvation of Jesus in our lives and trust God so that He will be pleased with us, and we'll be having a new song in our heart, and we will bless the name of Jesus, express gratitude and praise to God for His transforming power and love in your life, determined to share your testimony with somebody today. Very, very important. A lot of time we, you know, want to hear of other people's testimony, but the Lord has given you a testimony. Won't you share that with your colleagues, your friends, your classmates, your roommates, and let them know that Jesus is good, and share it. And let me tell you, that word that you will sow in somebody else's heart who does not know Christ, his heart will be mellowed to receive the power of salvation and be added into the kingdom of God. Amen. So be encouraged. The Lord has lifted you up. The Lord has set your feet on solid ground. The Lord has steadied you as you walked along. And the Lord has given you a new song to sing. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this day. And Father, we thank you for this morning light that you have added into our lives. I pray, Lord God Almighty, we are so grateful of the Psalm of David, that Lord reminds himself. He said, "He lifted me up out of the miry clay." Hallelujah. He set my feet on solid ground. Lord, I praise you, Father God. Lord, time and again, David would run into your presence. Whenever he was in trouble, he would cry out unto you, and he would be lifted up, and he would be blessed, and a song of praise and prayer he'll offer unto you. I pray today, Lord, that we as your people of God will, oh Father God, offer you songs of prayer and songs of praise unto you, that you'll be well pleased with us, knowing that what you have done with us, we want to say thank you. Today, Lord God Almighty, I praise you for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands for the day, that you will bless them. You will lead them and guide them beside the still waters and green pastures. I, Lord, sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus upon their spirit, the soul, and the body. I pray, give them favor in their workplaces. And Father, that you'll bless them and enlarge their territory. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word of healing to flow into their bodies, even right now, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, your people are healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father, the ones who are discouraged and are in despair, you lift them up. You encourage them, O Lord. You lift them up. He lifted me up, O Father God. O Lord, and I pray that you will be magnified in and through their lives. We thank you. Today is a day of rejoicing. Today is the day of joy. Today is the day of righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. And we will revel in your glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and God bless you. People of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you. I'll attach a beautiful link of this hymn. You can hear it and enjoy it. Bye for now.